Fritz came to collect us from our days of R&R and deliver us back to Port-au-Prince. He had the standard issue white diesel manual transmission van that had been around the block more than a few times. We began the process of lifting up our suitcases on top of the van, and Fritz got out his rope to secure them. We piled in and began the trip over the mountains. It included hairpin turns, passing slower vehicles while we held our breath, skirting past school children walking on the side of the narrow, steep road with a big drop-off and no guardrail, following buses with people riding on the roof and chairs tied to the side of the vehicle. The view was spectacular, allowing long-distance scenes and close-ups of rural life in Haiti. We got over the mountains and turned down onto the more level road that runs from Ligon, where we used to sleep, and which was the epicenter of the earthquake, past Lambi Village, and on in to Port-au-Prince. There had been a lot of development and improvement of buildings along this road, which was great to see. There have not been any do not litter programs initiated, though. Trash and garbage lined the street, filled the riverbeds, collected in the gullies, storm drains that run along the side of the road to help the water run off. But that was okay. We were now on level ground, and we all breathed a sigh of relief that we had made it safely over the mountains. It was good. Then some raindrops came, a few at first. Then it started to get steadier. Fritz pulled the car over. Fritz didn't speak English, but we figured out that it was time to get the luggage off the roof and into the car. Well, actually, we had hoped that he was going to put a tarp over the luggage, but as the rain picked up steam, we caught suitcase by suitcase as they dropped down and shoved them into the van, fast and furious. The rain was getting ferocious. A big piece of luggage came down. It knocked Gary back down into a storm drain. He climbed out. We finished the loading, closed the door, continued on. Now with a Haitian man standing on our back bumper to catch a free ride into the city. There had not been a thoughtful or deliberative process for getting the bags in the car. It was more than a little cramped in the back. Off we went. The rain got very heavy very quickly. Water gushing down the hillside and carrying with it dirt and trash. Water pouring down and making erosions and pits. We approached a part of the road that was not paved and was very gutted and pitted. Fritz then took a sharp left and entered onto the oncoming traffic on the other side of the road, which was a bit less pitted. And there we traveled until we got to the really big bend in the road where another street enters in. At that point, Fritz decided to get back on the right-hand side of the road, which happened by facing head first into the oncoming traffic and then turning onto the side street. Soon we were back on the traditional side of the road and on our way. Then the traffic got heavy, though heavy doesn't even begin to approximate what we were in, and our man was still standing on the back of our car, and it was still raining hard. And what was anticipated to be next an hour-long trip from there turned to two, and then to three. Without the rain, without the traffic, traveling in Haiti is a sensory and emotional overload. Add the weather and the traffic in, and I'm almost without words. I still have a few, though. Fritz just kept at it and got us to our guest house. Fritz sat in that traffic without fidgeting. Fritz saw weather and took action to take care of our luggage. Fritz saw trouble on the road and made adjustments to his travel so that it would work. Fritz knew his mission and made it happen, adapting, adjusting, enduring, creating along the way. Fritz is my metaphor for being church this morning. I watched this man encounter the realities of life and find a way to do what he was asked to do. He didn't speak English, so we couldn't chit-chat or ask questions. I couldn't rely on explanation or logic to explain and make sense. I simply could observe that against all odds, in circumstances that shout quit, with a group of people that didn't speak his language, Fritz did his work. Which is exactly where church is today. In a culture of incessant violence, fear, angst, in a culture that doesn't speak the language of grace, transformation, compassion, generosity, in a time that tempts us to shout quit, we are blessed and we are challenged to be like Fritz, to do our work, to be people of hope, to be a place of welcome, to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. We are blessed and challenged to sing a new song, a hope song, a life song against the tides of death. We are blessed and we are challenged to gather in a community that recognizes and trusts the sacred love which binds us together and which is stronger than our different opinions and perspectives. We are blessed and challenged to set out down the road with a plan in place and then dare or risk to change that plan when circumstances around us change. We are blessed and challenged to go against the current when the current is causing pain, hurting the vulnerable, stopping life. Fritz took his journey and task on with a standard issue white diesel manual transmission van. It was very concrete and visible. We take our journey with the infinite love, wisdom, power, way of God. This is not very concrete or visible in traditional ways. It's not as obvious to recognize as the van sitting in the parking lot. It takes work and attention and curiosity to recognize the holy in the fray of fear. It takes courage and faith to trust love in the reality of violence. It takes intention and prioritizing to practice generosity in a time of perceived scarcity. All this hard work, all this challenge, all this risk, we undertake supported by and because of the love of God that is present and ready and able to heal and transform. God is restless and active and at work, healing us, guiding us, disrupting us, enabling us, holding us. This is true, but we can miss it so easily. We can lose our focus. We can get caught up in all that is broken and unfair. There's plenty of that out there. We gather in this place on this day as a community and hear the story of God and God's people. People like Amos, who saw where folks were missing the mark and calls them back to God and God's way of life. Seek good and not evil, that you may have life. Life that is grounded in God's way, where justice rolls down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. People like Fritz, who steps into the fray and challenge and moves toward his goal. People like each and every one of us in this community of hope. Each of us, all of us, as we are, part of God's story and way of life. Each of us, invited, as we are, invited to make that love real in our world. Each of us, as we are, offered healing, welcome, life. It's here for us. It's all around us. Go seek that love and let it in. Amen.